Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas greetings once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. 23 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole, and we are now approaching the waning hours of his ride. The question now, after nearly a full day of successful visits to many parts of the world, is, can Santa set an all-new all-time speed record? He is certainly within range of doing that. Analysts at North Pole Flight Command say now that Santa is roughly 17 to 30 minutes ahead of last year's pace. We know that Santa is watching that clock. We're certain that is on the minds of everyone associated with Operation Merry Christmas right now. Joining us is a man equally engaged in that chase, our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who reports to us now live directly behind Santa's sleigh. Crash, where are you, and how is Santa doing?
Can you hold on a second, Frank? I said three glazed, two chocolate glazed, and two large hot chocolates. You got that?
Crash, are you ordering something?
Krispy Kreme, Frank. Need fuel.
I didn't know they had Krispy Kreme in Mexico.
We're not in Mexico, Frank.
Well, where are you? And more importantly, where's Santa?
I'm west of St. Louis somewhere, Frank. I'm guessing Santa's around here close by, or, well, maybe not. He could be in Mexico. Heck, I don't know. They're a little slow on the donuts here for 11 at night, Frank. You'd think they'd be all over this.
So, you're in Missouri, and Santa's in Mexico.
I don't know, Frank. Santa said get Krispy Kremes, and I said okay. I don't know where he went.
Santa wants donuts, but he's getting cookies in every home from Tulsa to Timbuktu.
Well, they're not for Santa, Frank. I guess it's a gift of some sort. Some dude in El Paso wants them. That's all he wants for Christmas, and well, Santa delivers.
Okay, Crash, thanks for that update. The life of an elf means nothing is weird on Christmas Eve, I guess. Let's go now to Elf Red Stocking and Flight Command, who might have some breaking news for us. Red?
Frank, while Santa is in Missouri, or Texas, or Mexico, or wherever right now, we have word from trackers on the West Coast of the United States and Canada that they have prepared for Santa's arrival there in the very next few hours. Joining me from Vancouver is Elf Bud Parker. Bud, what's going on there tonight in Vancouver?
Red, I'm trolling for speeders and for Santa at the same time. It's cold and lonely here, but my hands are full for sure.
What do you mean, trolling for speeders?
I'm a highway patrol officer, Red.
And a tracker elf?
Yes, sir.
So you protect and serve the public and Santa?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I salute you, sir.
Thank you.
What's the speed limit where you are right now?
35 miles per hour.
Well, what are you going to do if Santa comes through there in a while, doing, say, 650 miles an hour?
I'd have to pull him over, sir.
I see.
That is, if he's on the pavement. If he's in the air, which he should be in this area, he's not my concern. If I see that, I'll just call it into Flight Command.
You're a great elf, bud. Let's hope Santa avoids the ground. Frank, trackers all up and down the West Coast are ready for Santa, no matter the uniform they wear.
Great report, Red. Our thanks to Officer Parker. Keep it tuned right here, folks. Nowhere else can you get coverage of cops, donuts, and Santa all in one place. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.